You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Welcome back into this Valentine's Day edition of Sports Talk. February 14th already, folks. Soon enough, the NFL Combine, and right after that will be the NFL Draft, all coming very rapidly now. The Kellen Moore, new hire for the Saints, filling out his staff. We got a lot of questions about who that'll be. The also roster questions coming as well, and quarterback is the big one. Will Derek Carr be around for next season? We still don't know. It was asked at the media session yesterday, Kellen Moore's introductory press conference. Two different times. We're going to get into it in case you haven't heard it. Here's the first one, Kellen Moore being asked about Derek Carr.
You mentioned talking about the cap situation. One of those cap hits and guys prevalent with that is obviously quarterback Derek Carr. What do you think about him when looking at his tape, and do you view him as being the week one starter for this team with you as head coach?
Yeah, Derek's a tremendous quarterback in this league. I've had so much respect for him, the journey that he's been on. He's a starter in this league. He's a premier player in this league. He's had a great journey, obviously going from Fresno State to the Raiders and now here. Really excited to team up with him and go through this process. And so just like any player on this roster, I just got here a few days ago, and I'm excited to go through this journey with all of them.
I will say, at least, Jeff, in that bite, he says, I'm excited to team up with him. So you're to assume that he still wants Derek around.
He didn't say for how long. these are not, you know, one funny thing that we're learning about Kellen Moore, and that I learned about Kellen Moore, is everyone has their own kind of vocal tics, right? Sean Payton and or Pete Carmichael more so, but Sean Payton would do it too. They would start every sentence with, I think this.
Yeah.
Or, there's a lot of ways that, that's kind of like that internal vamping that people do so they have an extra millisecond to figure out what they're going to say.
No, I say obviously too much.
Yes, there's a good example. I say it's funny a lot. It's just if you listen to someone talk for long enough, you kind of pick up on that. One thing Kellen Moore does is he starts every response with an affirmative. He'll say yeah or absolutely just to register that the question was asked, because that's just his way of doing that. And a lot he did that after that question was asked, and he said, do you view Derek Carr as your week one starter? And he said yeah, but that's not him answering the question. And I saw a lot of people hear that and be like, oh, he said it's week one starter. That's not what that is. That's him kind of acknowledging the question, and then everything after that is his answer. But I'm just mentioning this because Kellen Moore is going to be the head coach here for a while. We need to be all on the same page here that he started 19 sentences with yeah during his press conference. 19 different sentences. The first word was yeah. So anyway,
we'll see if his second question that he was asked about Derek Carr, how that goes. Here is Kellen Moore asked again about Derek Carr and the Saints.
And following up on Derek, do you view that as you guys have a decision to make at quarterback, or you view it as Derek Carr as a quarterback?
I view it as Derek Carr is a tremendous starting quarterback in this league. We're fortunate to have him, and we're excited to go through this process, as we build this roster together. Again, I'm meeting these guys for the first time in the last few days. Really excited to meet more of them, and this will be a lot of fun.
Derek Carr, right? Talking about Derek Carr again right there.
Yeah.
Still not a crystal clear answer on his plan for the QB room. And I guess it is fair enough that he is just coming off the Super Bowl victory, just getting settled in, probably looking for a house with his family, and really hasn't had a chance to sit down with players and meet with them and go over this roster entirely either.
Yeah, and I agree with Jeff Duncan, what he said. I don't think that Kellen has made a decision at this point. My guess would be that he's aware of two possibilities. One, you keep Derek Carr around and have some roster flexibility. Two, you move on from Derek Carr and have very little roster flexibility, because if you keep him, you can restructure that deal, open up some cap space. If you cut him, you will deal with a pretty massive cap hit. You will free up some money against the cap, but you will lose that trigger to clear $30 million, right? So it becomes very complicated. One thing, we got a text in saying, hey, can you trade Derek and potentially save some of that cap space? Now, there is an offset clause with his roster bonus, where if another team has him under contract, you can offset that $10 million. But, you know, that's only if he signs for a number of that magnitude, right? He has a full no-trade clause. We saw this play out with the Raiders. Mm-hmm. I would be stunned if he signs off on a trade. Now, if he wants to...
Maybe the New York Jets want him.
If he want, well, sure, but he could just as easily, if they want to trade him, say, well, you're just going to have to cut me and I'll go sign there, just like he did to the Raiders. So there's no reason to think that, you know, unless he feels like I will make more money on this contract if you just keep it than if I get cut and sign a new deal, maybe you would figure it out that way. But it's highly unlikely, in my opinion, that you're going to find a trade, because you can't just shop him around. He's going to have to okay whatever spot that is, and that team, knowing that, won't offer anything worth value. So I think that's all that the no trade clause really rules that out in pretty much any capacity.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.